I'm really excited about our next guest and the opportunity to talk to him. He's the founder and CEO of Red Balloon, which was founded in 2021 as the solution to the ever-growing problem of government overreach and cancel culture invading the American workplace. He's got some thoughts here, and I want to ask him some of these questions about these Democrat-led cities that have just been spiraling downward and out of control, leading to absolutely abysmal states to live and work. But joining us on the phone right now is the CEO of Red Balloon, Andrew Krapuschets. And Andrew, I just want to get right into this. You would know more than I would, but when somebody says, no, it's not Democrat-run cities. Everybody's dealing from the pandemic. Everybody's experiencing the fallout of people having to have shut their business doors. It's not just Democrat cities. What is the response? What is it that you would say, tell them?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And good morning, everybody. So the problem is there's been this age-old debate of, you know, Democrat woke policies, are they really bad for our cities? Are they really bad for our states? And the nice part is we are getting a scorecard right now, and we're getting data that shows us whether their policies are working or whether conservative and Republican policies are working. So, and there's just a recent study out of Berkeley, of all places, that shows of all the cities on how are they recovering. And they build this really cool recovery quotient based on cell phone usage in downtown areas, because they say the downtown areas, and I agree with them, are kind of the pulse of a city and how it's doing. What's the economic activity? How are people coming downtown and revitalizing that area? And so then they study all these cities and say, hey, where are people actually wanting to live and work and play and be? And this, you know, they have this fancy study, and we probably could have come up with the exact same results just with intuition. If you're a conservative and actually realize how the world works, it turns out San Francisco is still like 70% down from pre-pandemic levels. So imagine a bustling San Francisco 2.5 years ago, and it's now down 70%. Well, that turns into a ghost town. And I live in beautiful Idaho, and I was talking to a friend in San Francisco, and I was telling him, I can see 100 miles from my front porch. And he said, that's amazing. I can see 100 homeless people from my front porch, which is funny, but not that funny, because it definitely takes down the downtown. It makes it not a pleasant place to be when a lot of these liberal policies push and welcome the homeless community or push on a lot of these woke policies. The other cities rounding out the worst cities for economic recovery are Portland, Detroit, Chicago, Minneapolis, Oakland. None of these should be surprises to us, right?
Yeah. Good morning, Andrew. Gabe Pfeiffer here. Now, it isn't just one particular policy, right? It's a combination of them. And could you say which ones maybe have the biggest effect on emptying out the downtowns?
Yeah, it's a great question. I do think that a lot of the encouragement of the homeless community, you know, you have places like Seattle and Portland that are buying tents and drugs for the homeless community, and not encouraging people to work. We all know that work is actually good for your soul, we are in a historically tight labor market right now. There are opportunities out there, but sometimes work looks like, well, you know, hard work. So I think that's one of the biggest drivers on this. The other one is the study goes in to look at is it's been really hard on small businesses, right? The policies around COVID were crushing to small businesses. They shut them down. Businesses that didn't have the buffer to be able to stay alive when being closed down for a year or two. And so what happens is small businesses are, you know, you think of the mom and pop retailers. Those are the lifeblood of a downtown. Those are what make it really fun. It's not exciting to go to Target downtown. It's exciting to go to a really niche shop that a mom and pop have put together downtown. And so that's been another big factor, which is ironic because a lot of the liberals love the downtown scene and the independent businesses, but their policies have been crushing to those businesses. So that's what a lot of people are pointing to, is those homeless policies and then the crushing of the small businesses in downtown areas with all the crazy COVID policies.
Good morning, Andrew. This is Ken Williams. You know, the a lot of these Democrat-led cities have been doing so democratically for the last 50 years. I mean, they've been doing the same thing over and over without a different result. What do you think can change that? I mean, I know we have to vote them out and a variety of things like that, but isn't there something we can do about changing the attitude of people saying, you know, look, it's been going this way and it hasn't changed anything. You need to think of some other way to do it.
Yeah, you would think that that would work, but I feel like common sense went out the window, especially with COVID, where you really could people couldn't follow an argument. And now that we have this scoreboard, and there are a lot of other scoreboards, right? If you look at the out migration from blue states to red states, that is dramatic. The IRS data from 2020 showed that New York State had a net out migration of 250,000 people going to places like Florida and Texas. And they took with them $19 billion of annual taxable income with them. So you have people who are voting with their feet. They are looking for places where they can be free. And honestly, until the Democrats and the liberals feel the pain of, hey, New York State can't balance their budget and they don't have as many votes because their population has gone down so much because people are tired of the regulations and taxes. I think until that actual acute pain hits them, I think they're going to, you know, they're ideologues. They're pushing on this ideology that policies follow their worldview, and policies are always downstream of culture. And unfortunately, the culture is not where we need it to be. So I think that as people continue to vote with their feet, they go and find places where they can be free, where they can raise their families in peace. You're going to see states that are going to have to make some hard decisions because New York's going to have to cut their budget a lot while Florida is pretty flush right now.
Andrew, in the last segment, I was talking to Gabe and Ken about my business. I own a financial firm, and one of the things that I have on one of my cards is, you know, an investment representative who values personal and economic freedom as much as you do. And I have found that people are attracted to the idea of being able to work with somebody who has the same values. And one thing that I saw here about Red Balloon, I want to talk to you a little bit about your company and some of the observations that you've been able to make. But you say to unite a community of business and job seekers who value and preserve the freedom to work. And I want to couple that with a quote you have here. This is something that you had said. This is no small matter. Small business has always been the foundation of the free market system, and liberal cities obliterated that foundation through unscientific and heavy-handed pandemic rules. And what I hear you saying there is a direct correlation between free market systems and freedom. And I'm wondering, as the CEO of Red Balloon, what is the response that you're getting from businesses and from job seekers? Do you see this as something that is really helping to attract people to a platform like yours, this shared value of freedom?
Absolutely. I think that there is I'll call it a freedom awakening happening all over the U.S. right now, where I think COVID was an accelerator and it accelerated a worldview. And so you had big tech, you had a lot of these organizations who really pushed hard enough that the conservatives finally woke up and said, you know what, I'm tired of supporting the companies who hate my worldview. And I would rather put my hard-earned dollars and my hard-earned labor towards companies that are that don't hate my worldview, right? Really straightforward. And so, no, the response has been extraordinary. I honestly started redballoon.work on a whim about a year ago. And we have well over 2,000 businesses who have signed up and said, you know what, I believe the Constitution still matters and I want to protect the freedom of my employees and future employees. And then we've had over 1 million job searches on the platform from freedom-loving job seekers who are just eager to be able to work and not have to go through DEI training and CRT training and all the other alphabet soup trainings that they can come up with, but instead just can focus on doing their job. And what I'm hearing from the employers, and I get to talk to a lot of small employers all over the country, is, you know what, their business is doing okay, but what they're really encouraged by is the quality of people that are coming through redballoon.work. Because when you have hardworking conservatives who just want to bring value to their employer, it is refreshing as an employer. You don't have people who want to be a snowflake in the HR department whining about every little thing, but they actually just want to bring value. And so I had one employer say, every person I hire through redballoon.org is refreshing to my company culture because it just gives me a higher critical mass of people who want to bring value, work hard, get back to the America that I think we all want to get back to. So it's been a fun adventure. Redballoon.org has been the only business that I've run, and I've run a lot of businesses over the years, where I get these unsolicited thank you notes from perfect strangers just saying, you know what, you have hooked me up with a business who doesn't hate my worldview, who values my religious beliefs, and often shares them. And guess what? You have changed the trajectory of my family, or you've saved my marriage. It's been a really gratifying and satisfying business to be running.
Andrew, that website is redballoon.work, correct?
That's right, redballoon.work, yep. And you can follow us on all the major, unfortunately, woke and non-woke social platforms at redballoon.work.
Sounds
and,
good.
And no, we would love to have more employers and more job seekers to help save this country.
Sounds good. Andrew Krapuschets, thank you so much for joining us this morning. CEO of redballoon.work. We hope to speak with you again.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, that was a good interview. I like that guy, and I like his business.
Yes. Yeah. Sounds awesome.
Get on there if you're looking for a job. You can see like-minded corporations looking for people, and vice versa. If you're a company, get on there, the like-minded individuals.
I just went to his website, redballoon.work.
Yeah.
Dot work.